G20 Bulletin, updates from the leading international cooperation forum under Brazil's presidency.
In a significant milestone of the Global Integrity Agenda, the ministerial meeting of the G20 Anti-Corruption Working Group held in Natal under Brazil's presidency reached consensus among countries on the fight against corruption. The result was the preparation of a ministerial declaration that will be submitted to the G20 leaders during the Heads of State and Government Summit, which will take place in Rio de Janeiro on November 18th and 19th, 2024. The declaration includes commitments to integrate a fight against corruption into the leading global agendas, such as sustainable development and global governance, as detailed by Minister Vinicius Marques de Carvalho from the Comptroller General of the Union. Carvalho says, first commitment, this construction does not make sense without the participation of society. The agendas that are established are only able to spread if people participate in their construction. The second important issue we discuss here, fighting corruption isn't solely the responsibility of the state or the government. It's an effort that also has to include private initiative. Because when we talk about corruption, we're talking both about people who promote corruption and people who suffer from it. So there's no point in dealing with only one side of this story, only the government side. We also have to deal with the business side. Third, every time we face a climate disaster, as we saw this year in Rio Grande do Sul, we need to quickly provide a significant amount of resources, and we cannot afford to waste these resources at such a critical moment. This is very serious and cannot happen because it affects the credibility of this type of action. Vinicius Marques de Carvalho stressed that corruption is a global challenge that requires coordinated solutions between countries. Carvalho says, these themes are increasingly gaining prominence on national and global agendas for a very simple reason. These challenges no longer stay limited at the borders of states. They need to be solved by countries together around the world. Hence the importance of the G20. Member countries also endorsed the G20 Anti-Corruption Action Plan for the period between 2025 and 2027, which outlines common priorities and objectives for strengthening anti-corruption policies globally. This is Enrique Villamil reporting from the G20 newsroom in Brasilia.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between the G20 Brazil and Radio Gov from the Brazil Communication Company. For more information, visit g20.org.